Trump calls for immediate ceasefire in Ukraine. Says Kyiv wants a deal after talks with Zelensky. By Kurt Zindelka on December 8, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine so that peace negotiations can begin, arguing that all sides would benefit from an end to the war. Following meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris, as the two leaders attended the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral, Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social that Zelensky and Ukraine would like to make a deal and stop the madness. Even with his inauguration over a month away, the president-elect has been active in making diplomatic efforts to fulfill his pledge of ending the war in Ukraine, which is quickly approaching its third-year anniversary. There should be an immediate ceasefire and negotiations should begin. Too many lives are being so needlessly wasted, too many families destroyed, and if it keeps going, it can turn into something much bigger, and far worse, Trump wrote on his social media platform. The incoming president argued that both sides of the bloody conflict would benefit from an end to the fighting, noting that 600,000 Russian soldiers lay wounded or dead, in a war that should never have started, and could go on forever. As for Ukraine, Mr. Trump said, they have ridiculously lost 400,000 soldiers, and many more civilians. He argued that the fall of the Assad regime in Syria, which Moscow had long propped up, demonstrated the weakened state of Russia, mostly as a result of the war in Ukraine and a bad economy. I know Vladimir well. This is his time to act. China can help. The world is waiting, Trump declared. Following his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and President-elect Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signaled his willingness to work with the incoming administration to bring about a peace deal between his nation and Russia. President Trump is, as always, resolute. I thank him. I also extend my gratitude to Emmanuel for organizing this important meeting, he wrote on X. We all want this war to end as soon as possible and in a just way. We spoke about our people, the situation on the ground, and a just peace, Zelensky continued. We agreed to continue working together and keeping contact. Peace through strength is possible. While not officially committing to anything, Zelensky signaled last month that his government might be willing to agree to a ceasefire with Moscow without Russian forces withdrawing from all Ukrainian territory, a demand Kyiv has made for years as a precondition for any talks with Putin. Zelensky said that a deal could potentially be struck if the rest of the country is guaranteed NATO umbrella protection as Ukraine seeks the return of the rest of its territories from the Russians in a diplomatic way. However, it remains to be seen if the Kremlin would agree to a peace deal without a firm commitment from Kyiv to abandon its aspirations of joining the American-led NATO military alliance. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.